Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show, we're going to bring on Pastor William Renick. It is Christmas time. And I would like to, at this time, mention to moms and dads everywhere, next hour on our show, Santa Claus. So get the little ones lined up. Because just around the bottom of next hour, I would say in another 90 minutes, Santa Claus is in town. Not coming to town, but is in town. And Pastor William Renick from Joyful Union Congregation joins us. It is a great time of year, Pastor Renick. Now, the theme of the homily that you gave last week, the sermon, is persecution. Christmas is about the celebration of the birth of Jesus. Why do you think that Christmas is about persecution?
Phil, I'm going to tell you that, first of all, I want to wish you and your listeners a very Merry Christmas.
And we wish you one, too.
And I thank you and to your good family, too. Phil, Christmas time is the time that we celebrate the coming of the Savior. But it is also a time for me that I recognized as a time of persecution. I would never have thought Christmas, never thought it possible that it would be a time of persecution. But I have been persecuted.
Well,
and that means that I need to tell God about that. And I want to tell you about it.
But is not Christmas...
No, Phil, Christmas time traditionally is about celebrating the birth of Jesus. But when you are persecuted, when you are nailed to the cross, as I have been, then you...
Well, wait, are you saying that you are being persecuted now actively?
That is what I'm saying, yes. That is what I'm saying. So I've got a very heavy heart. I come on your program today with a very heavy heart. Because on the one hand, I am so joyous that blessed day approaches, the day of the birth of our Savior. But on the other hand, I know I've got a very heavy heart because I am being persecuted not by the devil, but by another Christian.
What's going on?
So what is going on? You know that we had our children's service last week. And this is a time when we invite the families, the mothers, the fathers, the children to come to our special children's service. And I am a man who's, I love children, I love families, and I'm always trying to find creative ways to bring people to the church and creative ways to tithe money to the church.
Right.
So last week we had a special service, 10 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. And I wanted to do something different. We never pass the plate. I don't believe in that mess. I don't pass no plate. I don't distract my parishioners from the homily or from our service. So we pass the plate at the beginning of the service.
As people are coming in?
As people are coming in. And what I did was I thought it would be fun because I love life. I laid down in a big manger. We had a big wooden manger made. And I got into the manger like a big baby Jesus. I had on a little bonnet and a diaper. Now, you can laugh if you want.
That's a pretty funny image. You're laying in a big manger at the entrance to the church?
At the entrance of the church. The whole reason to get people to give their money, you know, to donate to the church.
I understand. So you're laying in a manger in a bonnet and a diaper.
That is right. That is right. And I'll tell you something, Phil, we were having a great time. People were coming by.
Were you raising money?
People were coming by. They were putting money in the manger. They were saying good morning, Pastor. I was having a good time. Now comes the part where I am being persecuted by Christians. There's a lady in our church. Her name is Darlene Williams. She has a daughter named Janine, who is known throughout the church as a beautiful young woman. God took a little bit of extra time when he was putting her together, if you know what I'm talking about. She's a very lovely young lady, Phil. And I don't mean anything by that. She's a very lovely young lady. And she came by, and I had a normal reaction. I had a normal reaction that any man would have. And I was aroused.
You were aroused by the young lady?
By Janine, yes, I was. And I had no idea that, and I think any man in my situation would have had the same reaction, a physical arousal. Now, I've made my peace with God about this, by the way. I will not let nobody tell me that I did wrong.
You became physically aroused. You're laying in a makeshift manger at the entrance to your church in a diaper and a bonnet because you're playing the part of who? The baby Jesus?
Baby Jesus, yeah.
All right. Now comes this pretty girl, and you get physically aroused.
Yes, I did. Now, another lady come by. She'd been a member of our church for 15 years. Her name is Vivianne Collins. And I did not know this because I was busy greeting people for a 10 a.m. service. I did not know that my arousal had come through the diaper. In other words, I'd sprung through the diaper. And Vivianne Collins, the next one in line, bless her heart, and I will say this, she's been a tremendous giver. But she come through the line, she saw I become aroused, and she screamed at me, called me every name in the book. I said I'd become aroused, and she said I'd pop through the diaper. I looked down, and I can't tell a lie. Yes, I had. I'm going to cut to the chase, Phil.
Well, you got to understand what's happened here. You become physically aroused wearing a diaper in your church, and it's evident to the people walking through.
I will not tell you a lie. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, how are you being persecuted?
This is where I'm going to cut to the chase. I gave my sermon because I knew what was going to come next about persecution. She threatened to go to the Pentecostal Board of Elders and have me censored. And I believe she'll do that. I'll tell you this. I don't mind being persecuted for my faith. I don't mind.
Do you really consider that being persecuted for your faith?
I absolutely do. I was raising money for our church. I was playing the part of the baby Jesus to honor Jesus. I made my peace with God about being physically around.
You think that when this woman chastised you for laying there with your physical arousal sticking through your diaper, that this is a persecution?
This is a persecution, and it's the worst kind of persecution. It is not the persecution of the devil. It is the persecution of a fellow Christian. Now, I'll tell you something else, Phil. While that woman's husband lay dying from a bullet wound 15 years ago, I had carnal relations with that woman. That's the kind of hypocrite she is. And maybe she's angry that I'm sporting one for a woman other than her. The fact is, I'm being persecuted for my faith.
Well, you got a lot of problems there.
I got no problem. I walk with God. I got no problem, Phil. I got no.
Well, you here's a woman who you had relations with 15 years ago. Now you have this physical arousal in full view of your whole church, sticking through a diaper while you're laying in a manger, playing the part of the baby Jesus, and this woman is threatening to have you fired. And
well, you agree with it, don't you? And I know that most.
I don't know whether I agree with her or not, but I can understand her getting upset. And
well, you understand her getting upset because the last time she saw that was when I was with her. Now she see me sporting one for another woman about half her age. Hell yeah, she's going to get upset. Phil, I'm going to tell you something. When God tests you, God will test you in many ways. But I fear no man. I fear no evil. Because God said, I am the light, I am the staff, I am the armor. And I'm being persecuted.
Well,
and I will not, and I tell you, this will not stand. The glory is to God. I don't mind being persecuted, but persecuted by another Christian.
I don't know. I'm not calling you a liar.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not calling you a liar. I just think you were playing the part of the baby Jesus. You had an erection. Is that what you had?
I'm not going to tell a lie. Yes, I did.
All right, you had an erection, and it popped through the diaper you were wearing. So that not only this Miss Collins could see it, but I guess other people.
I put it back. She said to me, "You ought to be ashamed of yourself, because I can see it coming right through." I stuck it back in. I did not want any child to see it. I did not want anybody to see it.
Well, this Janine, who you say is so beautiful, how old is she?
She's a woman in her 20s.
So she's not a teenager.
No, sir, that's not a teenager.
Reverend, hold on for a minute, all right?
I want you to know, though, that I consider this to be religious persecution. I will not let it stand. I have been the pastor of my church 35 years. I put Joyful Union on the map. And they know no count. Forked tongue, two-faced, and two-timer. Going to tell me I can't.
Hold on, all right?
I will hold right here, Phil.
All right. Pastor William Rennick has joined us from Joyful Union Congregation. He's about to be ousted in a long line of controversies in his career because he was playing the part of the baby Jesus laying in a manger at the entrance to their church. And when a very beautiful woman came by, apparently he became physically aroused to the point where it popped through the diaper he was wearing. I mean, and then another member of the church saw that and is now threatening to have him removed by the Council of Elders from the Pentecostal faith. Now, he says he is being persecuted for his faith. He's made his peace with God about popping through the diaper, and he said he stuck it back in there so no one else saw it. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Pastor William Renick of the Joyful Union Congregation Church in Bellflower, California is my guest here on The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, and we'll be right back. Pastor William Renick is with us from Joyful Union Congregation, a number 1-800-449-8686. The story is that as part of a service last Sunday, you played the part of the baby Jesus. You were laying in a manger with a diaper. And did Jesus wear a diaper?
Yeah, Jesus wore a diaper. Jesus was a baby. So Jesus wore everything that a baby wears. Wore a diaper, had a bonnet, everything.
All right, now you're laying there with it.
In fact, as a matter of fact, Phil, when Jesus lay in the manger, he was sucking his thumb. Because...
Well, does it say that he was sucking his thumb?
He was a baby. He was a baby.
Where in the Bible, though, does it say that Jesus, when he laid in the manger, was sucking his thumb?
You don't have to say it's in the Bible. The Bible doesn't say that he was wearing a diaper, but you know damn well he was wearing a diaper. No baby gonna lay in a manger. The Bible doesn't say that he was sucking his thumb, but you know he was sucking his thumb. And so I was trying to recreate for the people coming into our church what the baby Jesus looked like on that blessed day 2,000 years ago when he came into our lives and gave of himself.
All right, so you're laying in the manger.
I'm laying in a manger at the entrance to our church, and I'm taking the money from the people that are coming in.
And you're wearing a diaper.
I'm wearing a diaper. That's what Jesus is wearing.
All right, now you said you got physically aroused by a young woman who you know well, and she's apparently a real beautiful young lady.
She's known in our church, right?
All right. And it popped through the diaper. What about wearing some underwear?
Philip, I don't understand your question. I had a diaper on.
Well, a diaper's for a baby.
I understand that, but I had on what I thought was... I thought it was enough. I'm not saying I was right, Phil, but I did think it was enough. And all I'm trying to say to you is this. I'm being persecuted by a church member the same way that Jesus was nailed to the cross 2,000 years ago. And just the same way as Jesus was born and then lived and was persecuted, I went through that last Sunday.
Look, you can't...
Now, like, don't interrupt me because I know my Bible. I was laying in a manger. I got physically aroused. And now I'm being persecuted the same way Jesus got nailed to that cross and no different.
All right, I got to jump in here, all right? Jesus Christ, whether real, whether imagined, I know he's real to you and real to Christians, was nailed to a cross, okay?
But the fact of the matter is...
Yeah, that's not the same thing as you almost losing your job as the minister, okay? You got physically aroused laying in a manger by a beautiful girl walking by. You got... You're sitting there...
I'm sporting wood, okay? Let's call a spade a spade. I pop one, I'm looking like, you know, I'm embarrassed by it.
Then a lady comes by and she sees this, and she says she's going to the Council of Elders.
This is a lady, by the way, who's a hypocrite. Because I had sex with her 15 years ago.
Let me ask you something. You know, you had sex with a parishioner 15 years ago.
I was there to help her husband. He was dying from a bullet wound.
Her husband had been shot.
That's right. And I went to that home. She was a woman who was distraught, and I thought that I would help her.
And you thought that you'd help her. Well, look, with a bullet wound, he got shot.
That night, right.
Where?
In a bar.
In a bar. You went over to the house?
I did. I was in the bar first. Then I came.
Who shot him? Did you shoot him?
Yes, I did.
Did he die?
No, he did not. It was self-defense. I swear to Jesus, it's self-defense.
So you shot the woman's husband, then you had sex with her that night while he's laying in bed with a bullet wound. And
now 15 years later, she says she's going to get me thrown out of the church. She's a liar. And she's a hypocrite. And the same way that Joan of Arc was burned at the stake, the same way the Christians was thrown to the lions many, many years ago, going to be the same way that Pastor William Renick is going to have himself persecuted by this old lady. I'll tell you something right now, it ain't going to happen. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going public with this affair that we had, and I'm going to...
No, wait. You can't do... You can't ruin a woman's reputation.
I'm going to go public with the affair. If she tries to get me thrown out...
You can't ruin a woman's reputation because she understandably didn't think you should be laying in a manger with your thing hanging out of your diaper, okay?
Look, do you agree with her?
Do I agree that you ought to be fired?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you ought to be fired. You want to know why?
That's persecution.
No, it's not persecution. How stupid do you got to be laying in a makeshift manger with your thing hanging out of a diaper while the people are walking by putting money into the manger, okay? And then this girl comes by, you get an erection, the lady sees it, she gets upset. You got to be dumb, okay?
Why, because I was wearing a diaper?
Well, first of all, you got in there without any underwear on. You got in there with just a diaper. That's number one. Number two... You're coming on saying that you're persecuted. I think you ought to be canned, okay?
I'm going to go public with the affair.
You're going to go public with an affair, and you're going to make this woman...
I was depicting the birth of our Lord.
Well, there ain't nothing in the Bible that says the guy got a sprung one. He was a baby.
Bill, I think you are very, very wrong. I think you are persecuting me.
Oh, get off that persecution thing, will you? I'm persecuting you?
You aren't a Christian, are you?
Huh?
You're not a Christian, are you?
No, I'm not a Christian.
All right, that explains it.
Well, look it, man, I don't...
No, you got to be a Christian to understand. There are a lot of things not written in the Bible. There are things that we only know through our intuition. So you are not a Christian. You don't understand the Bible. And the Bible says that Jesus was born, and then he got persecuted, and he died. And I've been living that the last 2 weeks.
Have you lost your job yet?
No, I know some people back there. She says she's going to try to get me thrown out, though. But I tell you right now, I'll let everybody know that she took it from me. And I mean every which way. Ain't nobody going to make... I tell you right now, I get done with her, they ain't going to believe her. She says it's raining outside.
You know, I think it's very, very wrong for you to...
You can stick it down!
I think it's very, very wrong for you to diminish the reputation of this churchgoer, this lady in your church, because of some harebrained notion that you had that you'd...
What's harebrained about recreating the birth of Jesus?
Number one, you're 55 or 56 years old, laying in a manger with a diaper on.
I thought it was a good idea.
Well, I bet you looked like a real jackass, too. You're laying in the manger, then you get an erection, and then the lady comes by and says something about it, and now you're about to lose your job. You gotta be nuts. I wonder how much money you raised. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Pastor William Renick is with us. He's from Joyful Union Congregation about the about some harebrained idea he had to raise money by getting into a manger in a diaper, and then he gets an erection when somebody walks by. He's about to get fired. Phil Hendry Show.
We'll be right back. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Pastor William Rennick is with us from Joyful Union Congregation. A controversy at his church. You were playing the part of the baby Jesus laying in a manger, and you were in a diaper, and people are dropping money in there, and you got an erection as a pretty girl walked by. Is that correct?
Well, I've never denied that.
All right. Is it also correct that you were making baby noises?
I was playing a baby Jesus.
Yeah, but were you laying there making goo-goo gaga?
No, I was making baby. I was laying there going, that kind of noise. What's wrong with that?
Well, some people thought it sounded a little perverted.
Perverted? Sound like a baby? They're the ones that perverted. I was laying there going, that's what a baby sounds like.
Most people don't attribute that, though, to Jesus Christ.
I don't care. Look, I know and I love Jesus Christ. I try to bring the living image of Jesus to people. But don't tell me I can't lay there and make a good, I make a damn good baby sound.
Let me go to a phone call, okay? I need to take some phone calls here. 1-800-449-8686. Retta, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
My comment is for Pastor Rennick. I think he is perverted. Anybody that is that old would lay in a manger with a diaper on. There's something got to be mentally wrong with.
What's wrong with trying to raise money for the church?
Well, there's other ways than doing that.
I'm a man of the cloth. I'm a man of the cloth.
Well, I'm a Pentecost. You wouldn't catch me doing something like
that. Well, that's fine. You, if you don't want to raise no money, you can call yourself a Christian. I am a Christian.
I raise money
for my church.
I live
like one.
But I sure don't expose myself like that.
You know my parishioners up there donation when I started crying like a sweet baby Jesus. I'm laying there going,
Yeah, I think you get your jollies off that way.
Well, I'll tell you what. That's the living example of Jesus.
No.
And
no, that
you know something, sister? You are judgmental. And
that is a
sin of pride. Because you think you're better than everybody else.
No, sir, I don't.
Well, that's what you sound.
No.
Why can't I?
That you are perverted, though, doing something like that.
If
that is not right.
Why is that perverted sounding like a baby? I'm playing the part of the baby Jesus.
Well, first of all, you're 53 years old laying there playing the part of the baby Jesus.
So what?
That's a man laying in a manger with a diaper on, getting his rocks off on something like that.
Sister, what do you mean I'm getting my rocks off?
No, you know exactly.
You got an erection when that girl walked by.
That's right.
I didn't. That was a normal I made my peace with God about that. I'm not ashamed of that at all.
And as far as you taking
her
and trying to ruin her, that's not right either.
Ruin who? That old lady come
ruin
by.
Ruin that lady's
Vivian,
reputation.
Vivian Collin come. I had sex with her 15 years ago. I do not deny that. I made my peace with Jesus about that. Now she wants to get me fired with the Pentecostal Board of Elders. I said, you head on. I'll let everybody know you. I had you grunting like a pig once.
Well, just
Jesus,
because.
What a sick animal you are.
I mean,
that is right. That is right.
You walk by that manger and you see me laying in there going, you're not going to drop money in.
I think the church needs to pray for you.
You're not going to drop money in?
I think the church needs to pray for
we
you.
We are finally
going to
fix
help.
The tar on top of the steeple because I laid in a manger with a diaper on.
That is wrong.
All right.
Oh, you ain't said yet in the Bible how that wrong.
All right. Look at Retta. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Tracy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just had a comment for supposed Pastor Rennick.
Supposed now.
I just want to tell
supposed
you.
Supposed now. I'm not even a real pastor.
Well, I am a Christian, and I.
And how do we know that?
Well, you don't have to know.
That's
God
a good question,
knows,
isn't
and
it?
Jesus knows.
That's right.
And I just want to tell you that I am embarrassed that you stand there and you are representing Christianity. Not that Christians are perfect. I'm not saying that. But for you to publicly admit,
I admit to, sister? All I said was I laid in a manger with a diaper on and raised some money. And
you got an erection as a woman walked by.
I didn't mean to do it. I didn't mean to do that. That's a normal reaction.
But to get on public public radio that anybody can hear, and you're calling yourself a pastor, a leader of people, and sounding the way that you're sounding, saying the things you're saying, and publicly.
You know something, sister? You ain't said nothing yet. Sounding the way I'm sounding and saying the things I'm saying. I'm saying I love God. I'm sounding like I don't know what. So I don't know what you want from me. You don't go to my church, that's fine. You call yourself a Christian, that's good too. I live the life. I don't just talk about it. And
well,
I try to raise some money. I raise some money, all right?
Like
I laid in the manger, raised some money, and raised something else too, okay?
Well, I think
so that lady says she's
going
to get me fired, all right? She can try to get me fired. But she's the one that had sex with me too. And let me tell you something. I've had all kinds of Christian ass. That's right. And she was the worst I ever.
Okay, can you,
please,
all right?
No. I've had all kind of Christian ass, and hers is the worst.
You know what?
I bet if you put some money in my manger, you'd root around for change.
All right, that did it.
She would, man. She'd drop a 20 in there and look for change for 50.
I think you're wasting your time having this man as your guest, or else this whole thing is a joke, and I am...
Is this a joke, Pastor Renick?
A joke, huh? I put a new roof on our church as a result of the money that we raised. You want to call that a joke? That's fine with me.
Well, right, I just... you're going to have to answer...
You
drop
a $100 bill, and you'd be looking for change for $200.
Thank you very much.
I'm finished. And, I don't have
and another thing...
Would you shut up?
He told you to shut up, ma'am.
No, I didn't, ma'am. I told him to shut up.
No, it was you.
I just appreciate the chance.
All right, thank you for your call. Wayne, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I've got a comment for
a lot of these people telling me that I ain't no Christian. They calling themselves a Christian. You drop a $100 bill in my diaper, you look for change for $200.
Yeah, go ahead, Wayne.
Excuse me. Yes, Reverend, I can't believe you would sit there and make a comment about having a woman squealing like a pig and... You're supposed to be a reverend.
And everybody trying
that.
To tell me I ain't no Christian? She's the one that was on her hands and knees 15 years ago, her husband laying in out of bed, dying from a bullet wound.
That you gave him.
Maybe
yeah,
I did.
It's standard the way you're supposed to act as a pastor, let alone a minister.
Well, I tell you,
and
brother.
And I don't believe you're leading by example.
I tell you right now, you can judge me all you want, but I raised
$5,000.
I raised $5,000 to put a new roof on our church, and all I had to do was get into a diaper.
So all you're talking about doing is the money?
For our church.
Ain't the love of money the root of all evil?
Ain't the love of money. The love of money can do good.
You
put a new roof on top of church.
Like that just for money?
I put a new roof on top of church, and I didn't
sell
no drugs.
Drugs for your
no,
church
I did not
money?
Sell no drugs, brother. I got into a diaper. That's a
well,
long
that's
way from
perverted. That's perverted.
Oh, I see. Get into a diaper.
That's perverted. And I can't believe
what's perverted about
would
a man,
do something like that.
A man laying in a manger wearing a diaper. That's
and
perverted?
Then talk about the fact that he got an erection. The lady's mad because he screwed her some years ago and made her squeal like a pig. You're not a preacher. You're not a reverend.
That was a sin. I made my peace with Jesus about
yeah,
that a long time ago.
That was then. You're still talking about how you had her squeal
like
right.
a
pig.
That's right. You're talking about it now. And what's this whole line about you've had all kinds of Christian ass and she wasn't that great?
Well, I apologize for that.
Well, you can apologize all you want.
I can't believe this is even real. This that man
I don't believe it real. You people call up and tell me I'm perverted
you're
when I raised $5,000 for the new roof in our church. I put a whole new tar paper roof on top of our church.
All you're talking about is the money. Is that what this is all about?
Let me ask you something. When's the last time you had breakfast and you never had no money to buy it? Huh? Yeah, you ain't got no. That's the juice. That's what I thought. You ain't not got no answer for it.
What does that have to do with
I'm
anything?
I'm saying, brother, money... Get you stuff. Get you breakfast. Get you dinner. Get a new roof on top. And yes, sir, sometime when a man lonely can buy yourself some company, buy yourself a bottle on a cold night.
But as a minister, don't you have a certain standard you have to go by? And
as a what?
Don't you have a certain standard you have to go by as a pastor of a church?
Who's a pastor?
I mean, you got a
congregation. You're a pastor.
Oh, yeah. No,
you
ain't got that right.
Talking about how you made a woman squeal like a pig.
You know, you keep talking about that. I bet you not. I'll put that on a tape loop, and you can put that on your car on an 8-track stereo, play it back all you want. Talk about that. Brother, you're out of your mind. You do what you're going to do, man. I play with no trains up in my crib like you are. I got a standard. When a woman shows up in a knit dress, my standard goes down. And I can tell.
All right, thanks a lot. The guy got into a diaper. He's right. It ain't perverted. What's perverted is popping a boner in a diaper. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
What am I doing? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, first of all, I want to say that the voice of Pastor William Renick was performed by me. The people that called in to talk to the pastor, those are real people. And that's a tough voice to do. People who are watching our webcast today can also see that it's a character that you have to get into. You have to really kind of get into that character, so it's a very physical character. And as a result, I want to take a nap. No. Actually, you can hear it kind of throttling my, you know, my throat a little bit, and I'm just getting over a cold. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Time now for a flashback from yesterday's show. This is Alf, Alf Berardi. Alf is a retired old gentleman who lives in Ventura, California. And Alf, every year, gives $100 to the widows of World War II veterans who've died. Only problem is that when he gives them the money, he expects a little gratitude in return.
Phil Henry's flashback.
This gentleman sounds like he's a complete scam artist. And if he is giving any
money
away,
and I said,
look, listen, let me have my minute, okay? I've been holding a long time. You sound like a lunatic, and I don't believe you're giving 5 cents to anybody.
This is a perfect example
of elder abuse if you are giving anybody any money
and
expecting something in return. That's not a charity. You don't have any kind of a charity.
I give these
just
women.
You like to hear yourself talk.
Are you
talk
giving
about
them
$100?
Are you giving them $100?
Yes, I am.
In exchange for sex.
I want to know the name of the charity so that we can report him.
It's called a Secret Santa. I'm the Secret. I do it with my neighbors. What do you mean?
Okay, that's great. We're going to look into this, and we're going to report you to elderly abuse.
Because you don't want an old lady having I'm a great lover.
It's against the law to give money to people and expect sex in return, and don't try to pretend that it's anything but
that. In other words, you don't like these women to be happy that they have a great lover as old women.
You know, as a typical woman abuser that you sound like,
you're very liberal. You're very liberal, aren't you?
No, I'm not liberal at all.
You sound like a liberal.
No,
everything,
I am not liberal. I am very, very conservative.
Everything's abuse. Everything's abuse.
That's right.
If you spit on the sidewalk, it's abuse.
You are using World War II and taking advantage of that great war and what the wonderful men who gave their lives.
They were great men.
And I'd like to know what unit you were in. Let's hear about your war experiences.
I was not in the war at that time.
Of course not. I knew that.
I bet you
probably never served in the armed forces.
At the time, I was. You know something? I made a lot of women happy in my life.
You?
Because I'm considered to be a very great lover.
I'm really glad that you can compliment yourself.
It's healing for these women to sleep
I'm
with me.
I'm going
to
look into this charity, the Secret Santa.
I bet you wish this was the 70s, you liberal.
And turn you in. Okay?
You're a Democrat. You sound like a Democrat.
And you shouldn't.
That doesn't want nobody
to
have
nobody. Whatever my political persuasion is has nothing to do with the fact
that you wish
that
it was
you
the
are 70s. Taking advantage of women who really need our help and support.
They do get the help. I get
like
the help.
You taking advantage of them.
What's
you're
wrong with me
more,
providing them with healthy...
You are nothing more than a rapist, okay?
Oh, God, what a liberal. What a liberal. I'm a rapist, yeah. Everything is rape. Everything's
that's
abuse.
Right.
I bet you, Maureen, if I went to your house and I
fought it... Somebody called your mother up and said, here's $100 because we feel so sorry for you, and by the way, how about we go out and have a little fun in my car? How would you like that
if
for your mother?
If he was a good lover, I would appreciate him doing that.
You are such a liar.
No.
You're a liar about your
no,
charity.
No, ma'am.
You
oh, I lie because I don't
away.
Agree with you?
You've
because
never
I don't agree
in the
with
armed
you.
Forces, and I'd be willing to bet you're not even any part of any charity.
And
you just like to hear yourself
and what unit did your father serve in?
My father served in the Air Force in World War II, and my husband is a multi-decorated Green Beret.
All right, then let me ask you this.
Who served in Vietnam.
If your husband died,
I have nothing but
if your husband
for you.
Died, wouldn't you want a man to be a good lover for you after
you,
he died?
You know something.
Wouldn't you want a man to give it to you good?
You.
So that,
you
oh, my God. Would you
watch
how you're talking to this lady?
No, but after,
you know what?
If her husband died, wouldn't she want a man to give it to her good?
He couldn't hurt anybody's feelings.
Is your mother
is a liar?
Is your mother
He's
still alive?
Full of crap. He hasn't given away 10 cents.
I gave away $10,000 to these widows.
You haven't given away. You don't even have 10,000 pennies.
Why did she say to me that I was the great lover?
Why did you waste time on the air? And why am I even bothering with you?
Does your husband wear his beret? Does your husband wear his beret when he gives you his secret Santa?
I am not listening to you.
Look, you are a very rude man.
Insulting, rude moron.
No, this man, I give these women money and she calls me insulting because I help women.
Bill Henry. Flashback.
Because he's a good lover. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We had people listening and viewing the webcast today, and we had a guy from Singapore, and he dropped off the line. But let's go to other folks that are watching our webcast on our website today. David, hi.
Hello, Phil.
How are you?
I'm great. Listen, you're the most original performer I've ever heard in a long time. I've been listening to you for 6-7 years by now.
Wow.
Cracking up every time I hear you.
Thank you.
It's just unbelievable. But I wanted to ask something, if I may.
Go ahead.
How do you distinguish between the different traits each character presents? Vocally,
well, you get a picture of them. You know, like Pastor William Rennick, as opposed to that guy that we were just listening to, Alf. They're a certain kind of person. Alf is this Italian retired guy in Ventura. Pastor Rennick is this African American who lives in Bellflower. And I have an idea of them. And physically, when you see someone and they have a history and they have they say that a lot of actors give their characters biographies. I mean, they actually write the biography of the character. They'll never use any of this stuff in the performance, but they actually write a biography so they have a sense of that person as a real person. I don't go that far,
right.
But I definitely have an idea of these people as real people.
It certainly looks like it, because once you're getting into the character, I mean, you're moving like the pasture, and your voice inflection is changing and everything else.
Right.
It's just tremendous to watch it.
Yeah, you got to do that. I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah, I'm having a ball.
Thanks, man.
Really.
See you later.
Yeah, keep up the great work.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling.
Right,
bye-bye.
Sure.
So that guy was in California, was he? 1-800-449-8686, our number. People watching our webcast today on philhenryshow.com. And we've been on since 1 o'clock, and there's only an hour left, and then we're done. But the good news is that this is going to be on demand. You can watch this anytime you want on our website. If you have a backstage pass, you can watch it on demand. Here is Dave. You're on the Phil Henry Show, Dave.
Phil, great webcast. I also
Thanks.
Like the enhancements to your webpage. I like the audio clips.
Thanks.
Well, I was wondering which voice hurts the most.
The one I just did, Pastor Rennick, was ripping me apart, especially because I've got a cold. And you know, getting that gravelly voice can really, you know, it gives me, I get gonorrhea from doing that voice. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. Well, thanks again for the web content.
Thanks, pal. Bye. So the web geeks are checking in. By the way, our webcast today, of course, would not be possible were it not for the guys from Be Here. Be Here Productions, they provide the technology that is enabling us to live stream our video today, 360 degrees. You guys that are watching the webcast, you know exactly what we're talking about, because I'm just sort of panning around our studio right now. You can see Craig, and then you go behind him, you can see the silhouette of Chris and Janice, and then there's me. And the guys from Be Here were here early setting this whole thing up. So we thank them for that. We couldn't do it without them. Coming up next hour, Santa Claus. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.